Brethren, we are in a very important time to hear the reason why we are here gathered. To listen to that matter that was the reason for this occasion from the mouth of whom God has sent, the Lord of this age.
The theme of our message for this year is God's throne with men.
Akori ajodun ti odun yi o je ogo Olorun pelu awon ede eniyan.
God's throne with men.
Lede miran an so ni ti ti Olorun pelu ede eniyan.
You must know and understand the significance of the propagation of God's throne with men.
Egbudo moye re ati ohun pataki to wa ninu ipolongo isokale ti Olorun si arin ede eniyan.
And then you must know that where God's throne is, there also God abides.
Ati ni pataki ni bi kibi ti ti Olorun ba wa nibe gan ni Olorun gbe.
Where God's throne is, there his power abides. Where God's throne is, there his glory abides.
Nibi ti ti Olorun ba wa nibe ni ogo Olorun wa.
I praise God for that.
Aye Olorun lo go fun yen.
Although God is omnipresent, he is omniscient, he is omnipotent God.
Oluwa mo gbogbo o si ni agbara lati se gbogbo.
All right. But God is a spirit. He's everywhere.
Sugbon Olorun je emi o si wa nibi gbogbo.
But it's not just a formless nothingness. He has a being. God has a being. So he sits on his throne and rule over the universe, both visible and invisible universe. God rules over all.
Olorun ni eda ti ara re, o ni aworo ati eda ti ara re. O joko lori ti ere, o si sakoso gbogbo aye ati orun ati aye ti a fojuri yi. Olorun joko lori ti ere, o sakoso gbogbo re.
So that's the truth we are saying now. Going by this truth, that God is the absolute ruler of the universe.
But in all the
glory and the omnipotence of God in heaven, yet we find that the whole earth which God has created for man, the whole earth is in shambles.
Pẹlu gbogbo ogun ati agbara Olorun yi a ri pe aye ti Olorun da fun ede eniyan aye yi o je eyi to ti daru parapata.
All right. And the Bible tells us how this has come about.
We must wa fi ye wa bi oro aye yi ti wa se to se di itori bayi.
The source of this peaceful situation in which the world is.
Bile se ati ibere ise alafia fia to gba aye kan yi.
You go to your revelation, you have a clear message about this event. Revelation chapter 12 verse 12.
Bi a ba lo sinu iwe ifihan a ri okedere oro na iwe ifihan ori kejila ese kejila.
Let us say together. You can see there's joy, abundance, and everlasting joy in heaven.
Okabai wipe nitori nu e ma yo eyin orun ati eyin tin gbe inu won egbe ni fun aye ati fun okun nitori esu so kale ton yin wa ninu ibinu nla nitori pe o mo pe igba kukuru ni ohun ni eyin ri bayi wipe ayo ani opolopo ayo lo be le orun.
But on that it is woe to the earth and all the inhabitants of the earth.
Sugbon fun aye e ri pe egbe lo koja si aye ati sori gbogbo awon olugbe inu re.
Why? Because Satan the devil has been cast from heaven down here. All for the purpose of troubling our world. Are you listening to me?
Ìdí rẹ̀ ni wípé Sátani èṣù ni a ti lè jù sínú ayé. A ní kí ó ba lè máa yọ ayé lẹ́nu.
It's a very serious issue.
Ohun ìṣòro ńlá ni.
Now we are here talking about why you must have God's throne on earth.
Ẹ má gbàgbé à ń sọ ní ti ìdí rẹ̀ ta ṣe gbúdọ̀ ní ìtẹ́ Ọlọ́run lórí ayé.
After the overthrow of Satan the devil into our world, or to trouble our world, we find that the material universe has never known peace.
Ẹ̀yin a rí pé láti ìgbà tí a ti lé Satanic jùnú kúrò lájúlé ọ̀run láti máa dayé láàmú, ayé yìí kò ní ìsinmi nígbà kan rí.
But chaos, catastrophes,
and àwọn ohun ìdààmú, ohun ìyọnu ńlá,
crisis, confusion,
ohun màdàrú gbogbo,
commotion,
rudurudu,
has been the lot of man at man.
Gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí ló ti wá jẹ́ ìpín ẹ̀dá ènìyàn lórí láyé.
There also you have the outburst of satanic activities and demonic influences.
Tí wá ní rí ìfarahàn iṣẹ́ Sátani tó tún wá peléke àti ìgbìnàyá àwọn agbára àti ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn lórí láyé.
All perpetrating atrocities upon men of earth.
Èyí tí gbogbo wọn sì kún fún iṣẹ́ ibi tí wọ́n ń ṣe ní àárín ẹ̀dá ènìyàn.
Man himself has lost all sense of direction. Man is wandering about in mental perplexity.
Ẹ̀dá ènìyàn ti ká lára rẹ̀, ó ti wá fi ojú ọ̀nà sílẹ̀, ó ti rìn sọnù pàápàá, ó wá rìn kiri bí ẹni tí orí rẹ̀ kò pé tó ti ṣiwèrè tí kò mọ ibi tí ó ń lọ àbí ibi tí ó ń rìn.
Not knowing what to do, where to turn to for salvation.
Ẹni tí kò mọ ohun tí ó fẹ́ ṣe àbí ibi tó fẹ́ kọjú sí fún ìgbàlà.
From all these catastrophes and from the coming tribulation and temptation which is now dangling upon the world.
Ọ̀nà tí ó fẹ́ gbà bọ́ kúrò ní gbogbo wàhálà àti ìpọ́njú ńlá èyí tí ó ń bọ̀ wá sórí ilé-ayé.
You can see the problem. Right.
Ẹ ti ríbi tí wàhálà náà wà.
Man is in the world. He doesn't know what is happening. He finds that he's in trouble. He finds that, you know, he's suffering. But here we are talking, telling you what has transpired right from eternal past, from heaven.
Ẹni ó wà lórí ayé, ó ṣàkọsàdédé rí pé òun wà nínú wàhálà, òun wà nínú ìyọnu, kò mọ ibi tí ó ti wá, ṣùgbọ́n à ń sọ ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀, ibi tí ìpìlẹ̀ṣẹ̀, ìpọ́njú àti wàhálà dé ènìyàn tó ti ṣe wá.
So if we have all this sort of serious situation, where do you think we have to turn to for solution? We have to turn to heaven.
Táwọn ohun aburú ìbá wa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lórí ayé, ibo lè wá rò èpò ó yẹ ká kọjú sí fún àtúnṣe sí ọ̀rọ̀ ayé yìí. Ọ̀run agbọ́dọ̀ kọjú.
Our God reigneth. Now this is very important. People of God and the entire world watching this message or listening to this message. The world is in trouble. Government of the people are in trouble. Nations, black men, white men, everywhere. Businesses, schools, different institutions, religion. The source of human problem is yet to be discovered. Man probably has thought that his problem is from his fellow man. His problem is from his neighbor. But here, we are getting the mystery about the source of human problem, the world at large. And from this discussion and this truth that is coming to you, see, that problem came from heaven. It came down from heaven. How? When? Where? Ìṣòro tó bá ẹ̀dá gbólótiwa àti òkè ní àtàrí pé Revelation chapter 12 verse Only a less Satan is here. Ah! Satan, he kissed Satan, told him, Ben, my year, need to share, can't bear, take a good little and buy. Wherever Satan the devil will be hiding, hibernating in your life, let the power of God strong. Get it away right now. Drive him completely. Come at you. Satan, I listen. Are you down? Are you to Rojumo? Are the son of Uni Benifon? 12:12. Woe unto the world and the sea at your coup. Ah, where? Baba kilo de ah mo kokon joko sibe ma bere pe kilo de ati le sisi ah wala de oh ah you ask me what happened. Say because the devil has come down, so the spirit of truth is sharing to the world the source of human problem. Get it to the president of nations. It is not by all the confabs that they can bring about solution or answer to the state of things in the world. There is an answer here. Our God reign it. I said there is an answer here. If the problem of man came down from heaven, the spirit of truth with God, that is the seventh spirit of God operating in the world, from the throne of God and Christ Jesus, is speaking through Olutomole and saying that the solution, can I hear you say solution?
Solution.
The solution must come from heaven. Hello, Ujine Pupo. While I only wow, we I'm a try to get there done on you. When you come, we pay down. I tell no bio or only to my washer. A shark is your lawn. A shark is your lawn.
Our solution, divine solution, must come from above.
I wish you see your royal danger. You rely on your walati okiwa.
If this problem emerges from above, solution must come from above.
Bi ba se pe lo ti toni wahala ti aye nkoju lo ti aye nkoju lo lowo yi o so kan lati oke orun wa dandan ni ki atunse si oro aye ki o bere lati oke orun.
Now, who can save man? Who can deliver man? From this enormous power of evil in the world, this is what God has now accomplished speedily by the birth of a solid throne upon the earth, bringing his visible presence to save man, to protect man, to deliver, to preserve, and to lead and guide man afresh.
He wa lohun to luwa ti wa muse to si ti wa sokale sori laye nipa ite re ite olorun ti sokale sori laye nipa si so ibugbe re ibujoko re ti a le ri loju koroju to sokale sori laye lati ma be de eniyan gbe ka le ti pase be je ti olorun.
We are seeing a situation where God is calling the human race to a new beginning.
Atiri ibi ti Olorun tin pe gbogbo ede eniyan pada si akotun lati bere igbesi aye won ni akotun.
To a completely new beginning. To start afresh.
Ani si ibere ohun akotun lati bere gbogbo ni akotun padapata.
After about 6,000 years of religious practice,
leyin bi egboro odun mefa ti a tin si ise esin,
they have not helped us.
Gbogbo esin wa ko ti ko se ranlowo kokan fun aye.
We can't live together in peace.
Deni o de gbe papo pe ni irepo pelu alaafia.
They have not helped us to know God.
Síbẹ̀ àwọn ìsìn wa kò jẹ́ ká mọ Ọlọ́run.
So we just have to turn elsewhere for salvation, for divine solution.
Ó wá yẹ kí ẹ̀dẹ̀ ènìyàn kọjú sí ibòmíràn fún ìgbàlà àní fún ìdásí láti òkè wá.
Amen, somebody. Truly, men of earth need a divine stronghold put in place as against, say, the time of tribulation, which the Bible predicts about, and against the time and hour of temptation coming upon the whole world.
Lótìtọ́ àti ní òdodo ẹ̀dí ènìyàn lórí láyé, ó nílò ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ agbára Ọlọ́run, èyí tí Ọlọ́run ti sọ̀kalẹ̀ láti gba ẹ̀dí ènìyàn là kúrò nínú wákàtí ìpọ́njú ńlá èyí tí ó ń bọ̀ wá sórí láyé àti kúrò nínú àkókò ìdánwò ńlá èyí tí ó ti sọ̀kalẹ̀ sórí láyé báyìí.
So all these things are staring at the face of man.
Gbogbo àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí ló ń dojúkọ ẹ̀dí ènìyàn lójúkorojú báyìí.
Right. We talk about the solution.
I want to say on the abayo.
God's throne with men on earth is the very, very divine solution we all want.
Itiolorun to wa sokale sanre de eniyan ohun ni ona abayo kan sesese ti gbogbo aye tin foju sona fun.
It's not just prayer.
Ise adura nikan.
It's not just fasting.
Ise awe.
It's not just living by faith.
Ki si wa se pe mo n gbigba aye mi nipa igbagbo nikan.
You want something realistic.
Sugba so ni ti ohun ti o ma je oju koroju.
And which God has already accomplished. This is what we are celebrating and jubilating about.
Iti Olorun de ti wa se asepe re. Eyi ni ohun ti a wa n se ajo re ta si n dupe lowo Olorun ni lori.
So this is a manifestation of God's holy throne, which we are now propagating, celebrating in this same month of May, the time when all these things have become fulfilled on earth.
Iti Olorun ti a wa n se ajoyo isokale re lori laye ni papa jilo ni osu meyi o je akoko iti Olorun ti wa mu awon kan woni to ti wa mu se lori laye.
Praise God. Now, we want to ask a question. All these things we are talking about, God has brought his throne. Do you have a scriptural basis? Is there any prophecy or prediction concerning that sort of truth we are talking about?
Bí ohun gbogbo tí a ti ń sọ yìí, ó fẹ́ bèrè pé àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ha wà nínú ìwé mímọ́ nípa pé Olúwa yóò sọ ìtẹ̀rẹ̀ kalẹ̀ sórí láyé bí.
For every problem, man seeks a solution. For every problem, man seeks a solution. The word problem, that is the problem in the world, from this exposition, we are able to understand that it came from heaven, then solution must come from heaven. And what is that solution? From the truth we have listened to, is the throne of God. Shout God's holy throne. Say that. The throne of God. Iti Olorun ti ka re. Ti Oluwa so kale. Oni ona bayo. Lati orun wa. Ati ko pe Oluwa ti pese tere ni orun. Oni ijoba re buru ngugo. It is written, the Lord has prepared his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. So that throne of God, God needed to bring it down for man to inhabit, you know, among men, to live among men. That is the beginning of the solution. That is what can bring about change and renewal of things. Restoration in human life,
in human world. It's a process that has just begun. It's a process that has just begun. And God will consummate it. He has the power. He has all it takes to consummate it. Because it is God's doing. Here, further, the Spirit of Truth speaking is taking us further to understand about this matter. Is there any prophetic declaration? Is there anything God had in plan with respect to this throne we are talking about? Kilo un wa so tele to ti wa sha kon se aheso ni kino to lo ti so aso pe ti olorun ti sokale aso pe ti orun ti sokale ijobo olorun ti sokale tin se ona ti oluwa gba ti o ti wa la ba sokale lati orun ti solution ba de fe wa oluwa n se alabosi. We are talking about a matter that affects the world. It is not about a religion or a sect or a people or a tribe. So, this matter has been ordained from the foundation of the world. This matter has been declared, projected from the foundation of the world. Because the problem of man was from the foundation of the world. We are going to listen. The question there is that, are there prophetic declarations? Is there any plan? Is there any agenda of God regarding this throne we are talking about?
Yes. God has indicated that in his Bible. God has given a prophetic insight unto John, Apostle John in the Bible.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Olúwa ti sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ nípa rẹ̀ ìyẹn nípa ìsọ̀kalẹ̀ tí ohun Ọlọ́run sórí láyé.
Now let us verify in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 3.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Thank the Lord.
Kíyèsí àgọ́ Ọlọ́run wà pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn. Òun ó sì máa bá wọn gbé. Òun ó sì máa jẹ́ ènìyàn rẹ̀. Àti Ọlọ́run ti kálára rẹ̀ yóò wà pẹ̀lú wọn. Yóò sì máa jẹ́ Ọlọ́run wọn.
Here is a passage which God has given Apostle John a prophetic insight to his future and eternal plan to bring down his abode, his own tabernacle, and to dwell with men whom he has sanctified in this last age.
Eyi je asotele ti Olorun fihan fun Apostle John ninu iwe ifihan yen nipa pe ohun Olorun ni kikun akoko re ohun yo so ite ohun kale sori laye ati ipinu rere Olorun lati ma so kale lati wa ba ede eniyan gbe lati je Olorun ede eniyan lori laye.
In this new arrangement, it's a new arrangement now. Bringing his throne, his tabernacle, to dwell amongst men. It's a new arrangement. This sort of arrangement was intended for the new breed of believers, those that believe in the sign of God, the manifest full rainbow. Whatever God does, he does it for a purpose and for people that will understand and believe and appreciate God for what he has accomplished for man.
Gbogbo ohun ta so yi ko yo ojo Olorun sile idi ni ti Oluwa fi wa se eto akotun lati so itere kale sori laye ani ti Olorun ta so pe Oluwa so kale yi o je ona ti Olorun gba lati wa lati fe da si oro aye ko papa gbogbo awon ti won ba gba irere igbala tutun ti o ba gba gbo eyi ti a fi han nipa mi osimare to tari biti tori pe ohun kun ti Olorun ba se o ma se fun awon ede eniyan papa julo fun awon ti oye ohun ti Olorun se ti o ye ti won si le ma fi ogo ati ola fun Olorun fun ohun to n se niru laye.
So because of this, just had to reveal unto Apostle John the vision about what God will set up on earth at this end time.
Yẹ ni pe ohun ti a n so gẹgẹ bi a ti so lati ẹyin wa pe iti Olorun ti a so asọtẹlẹ ni iwe ifihan yẹn ko se ohun ti a fi fun ijo lati muse tori pe ijo ti wa lori laye fun egboro du meji o koja sugbo an so ni to ohun ti tun ti olorun wa nse ni akoko ti wa yi
at the same times now want to talk to Bible, to our Bible, Revelation chapter 4, and see what God has revealed unto Apostle John some 2,000 years ago. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
First, she will be bedding while see away if you are Latin more, won't see or Lauren if you are Joano. Nick will be a grand image saying, away if you are recurring as a kinesiator.
Come up hither.
Come up hither,
and I will show thee.
And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That is a profound vision concerning future time. Now, what is it that God was about to show unto John, Apostle John, in the vision?
Kini ka bayi wi pe leyin kan wonyi emi wo si kiyesi ilekun kan si sile le orun ohun kini ti mo gbo bi ohun ipe tin ba mi soro ti o wi pe goke wa yin emi o si fi ohun ti yo hu leyin ola han an so di ti ohun ijile ti olorun fi han apostle Johannu ni igba ni
verse 2 yes
and immediately I was in the spirit and behold a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Now, what John was about to say was a throne, just a throne. He was made to peep into the corridor of heaven. And what he found and what he saw, because God has, the Bible said, heaven is my throne. So the whole heaven, where God sits, there's no other thing except his throne.
Ese keji ka o ka ba wi pe loju kan na mo si wa ninu emi si kiyesi ate iteko le orun enikan si joko lori ite na yen ni pe ohun ti olorun ti jesu fe fi han Johannu o je ite anigba ti amu Johannu ko yoju wo ohun to nsele le orun ti o ri ni ite olorun to tobi tori pe bi orun se tobi to ye ite olorun lo gba gbogbo orun kan.
Apostle John was shown a throne.
A
throne, just a throne. Didn't say any other person.
He tell afi on kusum mi ron.
It was not meant to say an angel. Only God's throne.
She go and tell Lord nikon.
I say only God's throne.
He tell Lord nikon. You should afi on.
Right. And the throne was not a vacant throne. It was not a vacant throne. He saw someone sitting on the throne.
Ite ta se fi han yi ki se ite to ko sofo so lohun ri eyan kan to joko sori ite na.
And that someone is our Lord Jesus. That someone is not a person except Jesus.
Eni to joko sori ite na ohun ni Jesus Christ.
Verse 3.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
Oh, this is very wonderful description about that invisible throne. Nobody can see God's throne, but he was able to perceive the subject of glory, symbolizing that throne, because it's not possible for any human being to see God's throne. So John was about, he was trying to describe something that was not humanly describable. But just see yourself. No. He saw full circle rainbow encircling that throne. That is the major thing we are talking about here now. Right. We are praising God for this hour, for this great mystery. You can see it is God's heavenly throne symbolized by a full circle rainbow which God has proposed to set on earth at this last time.
Ya si ri daju pe iti Olorun iti asafihan re nipa abi osimare to taribiti o je ohun ti Olorun ti pinu lati aye baye lati sokale sori laye ni ran ti awa yi.
The mystery of it is that what God revealed unto Apostle John
was a throne with Jesus Christ seated upon it.
Wa je ohun jile to wa nibe ni pe ohun ti Olorun fi han Johanu yen o je ite pelu Jesus Christ ti o joko sori ite na.
So this same vision about the full rainbow sign is what God has now revealed unto Otomole, the another comforter. In a broad daylight, God revealed that to me. That's the mystery now.
Oh, would you let us on it already?
So we are not just talking about something. We are talking about that same vision.
Oh, would you let us on it?
It's no more to be viewed in the realm of prophecy. It's no longer to be viewed in the realm of imagination, but it's now a physical reality. In a broader light, a full rainbow sign was shown, visibly in the sky of heaven. Which symbolizes the throne of God unto all men. Precisely in the month of May 28th, 1991. It's just the mystery there. Our God reigned, somebody. You are witnesses, and maybe you are about to witness now what took place upon human soil in our own time. What was revealed unto John in a vision in Osu Afi Honi. Amen. And come up there. You say, and I will show you. That is Revelation chapter 4, verse. After this I look, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, said, come up there, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Unto my shelling. What will come after? Later. Come, I'm going to show you. And it was shown him in a revelation. That is the very mystery about it. Now, to John, it was shown in a revelation what will happen. He saw the throne of God, you know, which it was depicted by the rainbow sign encircling that throne. And unto all Utomole, this thing that was shown to John was given him in a broad daylight. You heard it. Practical reality. Not for the purpose of it, but emphasizing, establishing the truth about the establishment of God's kingdom. The kingdom throne of the Father. Where the Father and Jesus the Lamb sit. Our God reigneth. Now, we are going to watch, because when it happened, to the glory of God, it was captured in a video, and which, you know, has since been a testimony for the world. So what was shown John in Revelation is what God made a physical reality in our own time through the man Olutomole Agbaye. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back and watch this documentary, what transpired some 20 years ago on the Mount of the Lord over there. I want you to sit down and see.
A unique full-circle rainbow sign appeared in the sky of heaven, depicting the birth of the new age of the promised comforter, a reminiscence of the Star of Bethlehem, which appeared in the east at the instance of the birth of Christ, the world's Savior. In shocking astonishment, all were gazing unto the skies of heaven.
Very beautiful. Ah,
Yes, our God reigneth. You may be seated, please. This is awesome. Majestic. Incomparable. What was revealed to that great apostle, the apostle that was thrown in hot oil on his way to Patmos, and he refused to die. Jesus refused him to die because of you, because of our own time. What he needed to reveal to him for this end times, John, you are not going to die. That thing that was shown to that man, mighty, great man of God, Apostle John, and was now revealed in our own time, physically, practically, that is happening now, live and direct. Our God, reigneth. Now, it's not for fun. It's not, you know, birthday cake. You just do, no. It's pointing to something. It's emphasizing. It's establishing the truth of the establishment of God's kingdom and the throne of the Father, which God descended from heaven to deal with human problem. As God's salvation, place of refuge, place of safety in the times of great tribulation, in the hours of judgment of God that has descended upon the earth. Now, I tell you something about this rainbow sign. Since the time of this manifest rainbow, in May 28, 1991, and God has been giving this testimony to some nations too, that something is happening in the world. This full rainbow sign, prior to that time, it has never been seen. And I tell you another truth about it. For some of us, I remember very well, and it was said, if the full video were to be played, you will hear some ministers attesting to that. And what is that? The week before this event on the Mount of the Lord, there was a revelation. Olutomale was seen praying, and a rainbow was revealed in the sky of heaven. The matter of the kingdom of God established, we are talking about, the representative of Christ himself asked God for a sign to show to the world. In the documentary, he said that he didn't even know the fashion of the sign, but God assured him he was going to give him a sign. Amen. This rainbow sign is the authentic proof that the kingdom of the Father, which the Christian church has been praying for to come, has arrived. Hallelujah. Which also is the throne of God where Christ is seated. And with this authentic proof, we show to the world that what we are saying is not, they are not gainsayings. They are what God has accomplished. I want to congratulate you all that are here seated. and every children of the kingdom, every community member of Holy Tomole. I congratulate you because we are witnesses of this truth. We are witnesses of this God, of God's new salvation for man. Kahem is not another religion like you have heard. It's not a Pentecostal setting. It is not a Ladura setting. It is no white garment church. It is kingdom of heaven and earth. Witness to God. It's God's new move to fulfill all what he has promised to do upon the earth. We bless the Lord for all that we have done, and we say, may his name be glorified. Hallelujah.